sold by Tallgrass Motors. And I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time this morning with Carol Beck from the Washington County School Supply Drive. You know them probably better by their older name, Pack the Backpacks. But either way, good morning, Carol. Thanks for
coming.
Good
morning. Thanks for having me.
It is a busy time of year. Bartlesville schools, I believe, start on the 17th, but some of the other area schools start much earlier than that. So you're down to the wire. We're trying to say, people, if you signed up for the school supplies, we want you to come pick them up.
Yes, our sign-up has closed, so and this week is our busy week. We've got the kids in the computer. We have 2,496 students that we're going to help, and these range from Bowering, Osage Hills, Caney Valley, Dewey, and Bartlesville schools, so it's all of Washington County.
You couldn't come up with four more kids just to get rid of that round number, huh?
I guess not. That's the way it is.
Well, it's a fantastic number of youngsters that you're helping, and we talked about this before we went on the air. The school supply drive, really, I'll say, organized first of all in about 2003, but you've been doing it really since about 2001.
Right, it all started with the Service League members' notice. We helped one of the missions, mm-hmm. and we know that Salvation Army and Concern were doing school supplies, so we thought, well, the next year, why don't we organize it, take applications, and then do one drive, and it just bloomed from there. We just started with Bartlesville schools, but 2003 we had around 900 that we did, and of course this year we have almost 2,500.
So this year's high school seniors were being born the first
That's
year.
That's right.
That is a lot of backpacks, a lot of notebooks, pencils, pens, erasers, glue, all the other things that go in them.
Yes, and every year we try to make it more organized, and thanks to the Wesneskis, it's all computerized now. You wouldn't believe. We put in the students on the computer, we put in the supply list on the computer, and we put in what we have bought or had donations. All our supplies are on the computer, and they're all coordinated.
You know, and I know this has grown, you know, in scope and magnitude, picking up different school systems, but again, you're talking about Washington County schools or students that feed into Washington County that may live across a county line someplace.
Correct. We do Bowering and Osage Hills. We also start with Head Start, because this way the Head Start boy or girl gets a little backpack just like their brother or sister. We just give them, you know, like a coloring book and crayons, but they get their little backpack and they're just so happy.
Well, it starts that habit of getting ready
yes.
for school. And it's so important. Now this, okay, so the sign-ups are done. If you missed the sign-up, I'm sorry, but you missed the sign-up.
Right.
At this point in time, now we're talking about the real need as far as all the volunteers and everybody that takes for that giant human machine of filling all those backpacks.
Yes, volunteers and donations is what we need still. Starts on Friday. If you are available on Friday, we're going to be there from 9 to 5, actually finalizing our setup, moving things in the church, getting some things from our storage, and then we kind of take a break, and then in the evening we move our gigantic amount of paper and spirals and put them up in the main hall, and we're hoping that we get the Wesleyan school athletes to come and help us again. They helped us move a lot of our supplies earlier in June. We're hoping they'd come back, or some other strong young guys or girls that are strong, to help us move all that paper boxes.
Yeah, and of course you mentioned the church, but I want to give them credit
yes.
by name. Which, you know, you get a lot of help from the churches.
Yes, we do, and we're so appreciative for all the churches that help, and especially St. Luke's for providing their building. They've been doing this almost since we started, since 2000, I believe, too, that they've been there.
That's a lot of dedication of manpower and space that, I mean, let's just say what it is. They could be using that space for other things, but they're giving it to you.
Yes, they are back us 100% on this.
That is fantastic. And again, thanks to everybody there for their dedication to what you and the volunteers do every year to help out the students. And this takes a lot of man hours. You're out there shopping. As soon as this thing is over, you're shopping for next year.
Yes, that's why we need the donations, not only to pay for this year, but we go out and shop because this is when they have the sales on after our supplies drive. So the students, some of them start on August 9th, so we can't wait to for Bartlesville to start. We have to have this earlier, and we tend to do it the first weekend in August. Mm-hmm. So after the Friday, you can help us on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. On Saturday morning, 9 to 1 or 2, whenever we get done, we'll be packing the elementary students. And then in the we take a little break, and about 2, we have to reset all our supplies for the middle school and high schools. So then we do that, and then Sunday afternoon, we pack 1:30 to 5, we're hoping to get done by then. We pack the middle school and the high school students.
That's a lot of backpacks, and you guys have got this down to a fine science as far as everything gets done, but you have new volunteers that need to be trained every year.
Right. We have new volunteers, and most of them, it's real easy. You just get your backpack and go through the line, and there'll be a person at each spot, and they'll put in what you need, because they have the list of what each student needs, and then you have to go around the supplies and back up the stairs to get paper and folders and hand your backpack off and start over again.
And for most of these backpacks, I know you pack a few generics just because, but these are all individual to each student in each grade, each classroom.
That's right, and this year we have a lot more of boy or girl. There's different supply lists for boy or girl. So we pack like a cane, fifth grade boy. If that's that we that's in the computer, and we match it up, and we give them a number, so the volunteers do not know the students' names. It's very confidential. At the very end, we have a specific volunteers that put the name tags on the backpack. So no one knows who they're packing for. It's very anonymous.
And you're very careful in that you want a variety of backpacks. They're not all, you know, I'll say blue and white, because that's Bruin colors. That you could easily identify, oh, that's one that probably came from the Pack the Backpacks program.
Right. We try to get a variety, and that's when we need money, is because we shop the sales when they're 75% off this fall, and we go out and buy them out. So,
yeah, and also I'm sure other sales throughout the year.
Right.
If you know that XYZ store puts pencils on sale in January because it's income tax season or whatever, then you're out there shopping that sale.
Yes, we have volunteers that watch out. Of course, all of us that are on the board know kind of what is the good price. We call it a good price. We have a whole sheet that says what is a good price.
That's fantastic. And I know you've got a board that governs this whole situation. And
yes.
By the way, it's fairly easy to donate. I'm not going to jump out too far, but I believe you have an online method that people can give you a hand, or mail or check or drop it off.
Yes, and our website, packthebackpacks.org, has all the information. It has a post office box, 2031 here in Bartlesville, or you can click to donate. We take the credit cards, MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and so you can donate that way. And you can also click on the website to sign up to volunteer too, and see all the volunteer opportunities.
And you have quite a few, but right now the ones that you've already outlined and those packing times or the distribution times are all important.
Right. We do have a group that comes in on Monday morning from a business, so we need people in the afternoon, especially on Monday. so.
Okay. We're talking with Carol Beck about the Washington County School Supply Drive. It's too late to get signed up, but they still need your help, and they still need your donations. We will continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time on a Monday morning with Carol Beck. Again, it is Washington County School Supply Drive, the official name, they've gone by Pack the Backpacks for so long, I think people know it that way, because that's what you do. You pack out all those nearly.
Pack the backpacks,
yeah,
that's right.
And you distribute them out to people. Before we talk about a couple more things this week, I want to jump down the way a little bit. You got a couple of fundraisers coming up this fall.
Right, and this is, mark your calendars, it's way in advance, but October 28th, we'll be doing another one of our big country breakfasts at the Elks, so mark your calendar for that, and in November 11th, we'll have another garage sale, so watch for ads on that.
Okay. A couple of things that will benefit the school supply drive for next year, because like you said just before we took the break, you are buying items 12 months out of the year.
Yes, we do. We do, and we rely on donations mainly. We do have some grants, but we have donations from businesses, churches, organizations, and our individuals. We love the individuals that donate to us.
And I'm sure, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but frequently those individual donors are equal to or more than some of the corporate donations you get.
And they can, a lot of them get it matched by their company, so that helps us out too.
That's great. Yeah, if you work for or have worked for one of the companies that match, be sure and let Carol and the folks know. Usually, you know how to get through your corporate match, but they're here to help you out if necessary.
Right. We used to say $50,000 is what we need. Mm-hmm. We're saying this year $60,000. Prices have just gone up, and we need about $60,000.
That's more than significant, but definitely a significant
yes.
amount of money for an organization to raise. It would be one thing if you had the name recognition of, let's say, the Red Cross or something like that, but you're out there working just as hard.
Right.
Carol, what else is coming up? I know we're going to go back over the hours that people can volunteer, but I think you've got some other things we need to talk about.
Right. If you have had a supply drive and have supplies at your church or your business, mm-hmm. or individuals, if you have supplies and you haven't brought them to us, we will still take them, and you can bring them to St. Luke's anytime this week.
And I know some of the churches do their own individual drives for this or that, but some of the things that they may put in their comfort kits can also overlap into some of the things that you need, like Kleenex and that sort of thing.
That's right. We if you look on the supply list, we need Kleenex, antibacterial wipes. We need lots of things on our list.
So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And if you can't volunteer your time, we need cookies and brownies and things to have for our volunteers, especially the middle school and high school kids. I think they get a cookie every time they come up by the kitchen and go back and get a backpack.
Well, why not work the route out that way? I mean, pack a backpack, walk through the kitchen, grab a cookie or two, and grab a backpack.
That's right, we do. So if you have those, you can bring them anytime this week to St. Luke's. And we'll have those, and it doesn't have to be homemade. You can buy, the kids will eat the store-bought cookies, too. They love those, too.
And now, I know we've talked about this before. The drive is just for the schools of Washington County, but you are here as a resource. If somebody in the other 70-some counties of the state want to find out what you do and how you do it.
Yes. The West Neskies will, you know, they will give out their, how they do it, their the program that puts the kids in and the supplies and the what you have and how it all coordinates together. We would help somebody out, but we just don't have the resources. We'd love to help Nawada or Pahuska or Barnstall, but we just don't have the resources to do that.
And the county schools are a very definable line that you can draw. These schools or students that draw into the schools like Bowering and that. So, again, that's kind of the line you've drawn.
Right. And we would like volunteers from Dewey and Caney Valley. You might not have heard about us. It's, you know, because we're set here in Bartlesville, but we would like you to come up and volunteer too.
Sure, yeah, because you're supporting those students as well. Again, volunteer hours. You've got several times that you need bodies. You need people to help out.
Right, Friday 9 to 5 or 7 till when we get it done, and on Saturday 9 to 1 to pack the elementary. At 2 o'clock, we need volunteers to help us reset the tables for the packing on Sunday. And Sunday, our high school, middle school is 1:30 till 5 till we get it done. So, and then we need help on Monday to help us with the distribution. And we start at 8:30 and we go until noon. And then we take a little break and 1 to 6. And that's helpful for those that are picking up your backpacks too.
You need help particularly in the afternoon hours.
Yes, but for you that are coming to get a backpack, it's 8:30 to 12 and 1 to 6. And the afternoon tends to be less busy, and we're hoping for this weather to stay like this.
We'll do what we can, but yes. I jokingly say, I just read the forecast. Yes. I'm not in charge of the weather. But and then the other thing you need that, you know, desperately is, of course, the funding to continue to pay for the program. I'm just reading between the lines. You didn't say it. You're probably still paying for this year, and then you got next year to buy.
That's correct. We're doing the final shopping for all those odds and ends this week, since we have all the students in. But checks are welcome. You can send your check to make it out to WCSSD, that's Washington County School Supply Drive, Post Office Box 2031, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, 74005, or go on the website and you can donate that way.
Somebody's probably saying, I'd like to help, but I can't stand for a long period of time. Do you have some sit-down jobs for folks?
Yes, we do. We have people that actually staple. We call it the staplers. They staple the children's supply list to the backpacks. And then on Monday, especially Monday afternoon, they can set and check the backpacks to make sure that everything got in it. Sometimes something just gets missed, and we want these children to have exactly what they what is on the list, so that they can be just like any other student. They won't know if they've got the backpack from us or their parents or guardians went out and bought a backpack.
Yeah, so I think it's important. I just want to make sure that volunteer opportunity didn't slip by for somebody who, let's just say, you know, I'm sorry, I can't stand for more than 10, you know, X number of minutes, you know, so.
And if you can just volunteer for an hour or all day or all 4 days, then we'll take you.
Particularly those all 4 days. That'd be great. Well, again, ways that people can donate, either their time or their dollars, and it all kind of starts on your website.
Yes, so we have our times that you can volunteer on the website, and you can actually click and put your name in as a volunteer, and that way we will have your information in the future, and you will be on, we'll have your email address to, we send email blast out. And we are on Facebook. We're trying to get more of a presence on Facebook. We just had hot dog sale at Atwood's, and mm-hmm. we advertised that on Facebook, and we had a great turnout. Okay. On that.
Well, Carol, thank you so much for you and your volunteers. You guys have been doing this 18 years.
Yes.
And helping out the students of Washington County with the school supply drive. So again, you need volunteers, you need the dollars, but again, thank you for all the work that's already been done.
You're welcome. We just want the kids to be successful.
Absolutely. That's a K1 Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
Congratulations to Waters Heating and Air for being selected as the station's Business of the Day. Today.